This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello. Hi. It's just after 2:30 on a Monday. It's YLP in association with Student Brands and Leadership Platform. I'm Chanel Karawan, and in the studio with me today, I've got some exciting people. I've got Nicole De Silva. You know her. She's a radio personality, MC. And I've got Jason Goliath, South African comedian.
How are we?
And I've got Zukiswa Mampincha.
Mampincha.
There we go. And she's a musician. She's got a new album out now. Okay. And this week we're focusing on heritage and, you know, what that really means to us. I know that I was researching on the internet earlier and I saw that it was actually a day to commemorate Shaka Zulu.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's what I don't know about. Sorry.
I didn't actually know
I
that.
Do it.
I hear you.
So let's just go around the table and ask, what does heritage mean to you? Let's start with Nicole.
So I'm Portuguese, so I think for me, heritage is a little bit different to a lot of South Africans.
We have Cecily going, woo,
yay!
In the back, and she's also Portuguese.
So it's not necessarily like braais unless there's like prawns or sardines or something like that. And Portuguese food, we really, I think most Mediterranean families are very about, in fact, all heritage, right?
Yeah.
Whenever you think heritage, you're like, the food. The food. And then there's certain other things like maybe it's specific music or following certain sports teams. But generally getting around the table and like just getting in there with whatever meal is about your heritage.
That's I remember when we were at school, they used to make us dress up on Heritage Day.
Yeah.
You know, in our culture. Uh-huh. I always went in a sari, but to be honest,
you didn't
boy,
go in
no
a sari.
Idea.
You went what in a piece of a sari. Let's just be honest, you're the one person. You know, when you hear people's voices on radio, then you meet them, then they look absolutely nothing like you pictured. So now you're picturing this tiny person. You are the size of one of my thighs. Like, literally.
Thank
literally,
you for taking me out.
No, you're adorable. I'm going to put you in my pocket and take you home, and I'm going to pull you out on Heritage Day every year as a member. Like, I'm telling you. Just.
Okay. Yeah. What does Heritage Day mean to you?
Oh, I just took over this. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your sari okay. story was beautiful.
Besides whipping out Chanel for Heritage Day, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, no. You have to do it. You know, for me, Heritage Day has got levels. And I know that sounds so cliched because everybody says, oh, levels. Mm. But it has levels. And I think as South Africans, we the analogy of the onion, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, South Africans are onions. There's so many layers.
Mm.
So we've got Heritage Day as a nation. And I think, you know, as a democratic South Africa, our heritage is pretty beautiful. And it's for me, it's always kind of a time of reflection because I am not a born free. So I remember a time before we were celebrating this beautiful heritage. So it's a time of being grateful, a time of change. And I also remember a time where people didn't believe it was possible for this change to come. So for me, it's kind of a stock take of how far we've come as a nation. And then it's also, I do a little bit on stage where I'm like, the reason you've got to believe that South Africa is the best damn country in the world is because if you go, and we mustn't fool ourselves, there are, you know, everywhere is multi-race at the moment. So you go to any kind of metropolitan city in the world, you see mixed race faces. But all of those cities for me are like the veggie aisle at Woolies, you know, so they've got diversity, but all the different colors are packed separately. You know what I mean? They're not together. Whereas our diversity is like a poiki. We are all of those things in one pot and we need everything together to make us delicious.
You've really
so,
been thinking
what a
about
lovely.
No,
like, really.
No,
I need to go back and just reread and find some poiky.
No, but for me, it's like it's quite a serious thing. And I think that a lot of South Africans, A, haven't traveled, and B, are like many countries in the world, just influenced by the media. So we think that South Africa is a shithole compared to everywhere else, where I promise you, South Africa is unbelievable. Our people are wonderful. Mm. And my whole thing is, and I think that our focus this year maybe should be a little bit on sharing our culture with everyone else. Because I think a lot of the cuck that we have in this country comes from just not understanding everybody else's culture. You know what I mean? Mm. So we get upset. Why is everybody at the beach on the 26th and on the 1st? And then I'm like, they're at the beach because she can't can't go to the beach for the rest of the year because she's ironing my big damn shirts at home. You know what I mean? She only gets leave over Christmas, and that's when my beautiful Nikello, who's my assistant at home, can go away. So I understand from a cultural point of view, A, she can't afford to, and B, when she can afford to then go, then I'm like, you know what? I can go to the beach anytime, have it on the 26th. Basically, this is a message to Penny Sparrow directly.
Zukiswa?
Oh, ngiyabulela ngothunike elo thuba ne. Mina xa kuthethwa ngeHeritage Day, kulapho thina sifuna ukubonakalisa uba ubuntu bethu asibulibalanga impahla esizinxibayo, imibhaco. I remember umama wam ndisemncinci, she prepared umbhaco for him, you know, ingubo efakwa ama-beads, Xhosa beads. So kulapho nasesikoleni kuthiwa nifike ninxibe ngohlobo, ukutya, even ukutya sikutyayo, sitya that day ngesuku leHeritage Day, sitya imingqusho, ipapa, intoni, akho rice phaya ngalamini, asifake ezinye izinto njengoba sesitshintshile ngoku. Kodwa ke iyona nto endithi nam ndiyalithanda la suku xa selifikile, and ndivele ndivuye ngendlela emangalisayo because kulapho endibonakalisa uba ndingumAfrica, I'm proud to be an African.
Wow, that's so much heritage.
Yeah, I like that Nicola's just like, please don't ask me what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me.
To be honest with you, I'm not a fae with all the knack, and I'm guessing you were speaking Khoza. But some of it I got, and the way Khoza. Okay, I can bring the Khoza in. But I got from what she was saying that for heritage, it was specific meal that her mom used to put together, and the beads, and that just being proud of it, right?
Fully
did I get it?
Did I get it?
Hey,
we are not eating rice because this was not originally part of our culture. Ipapa.
I'm sure.
Wow.
See, we learn these things.
It's happening.
It's a poiki.
That's happening. How are you going to celebrate Heritage Day this year?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yes.
I'm working all day. We have a massive
no
festival.
Braying for Nicole.
No, none. And if it was going to be something for my specific heritage with my family, it probably wouldn't be a braai. It would be like pong, which is what we call our bread. There's always bread involved.
Say that word again.
Pong. Yeah, pong. Buldukaku.
Buskak?
Pastej. Wow. Shirisu. Ishpatada. Ispatada, you know, right? Yeah. Those types of like Portuguese family meals, whether you want to go like the seafood way or not, most of the time it's beef, sometimes it's chicken. Piri piri chicken is actually Mozambican. It's not a Portuguese thing.
Yeah. Wow, I don't know.
Galinha is always chicken. There's always like seven different.
But there's a huge Portuguese population in Mozambique. Though.
No, absolutely. My dad's from Mozambique.
Yeah.
So it's again the melting pot and the poiki. This one's a bit of a piri piri poiki though.
Yeah.
So for myself, I'm going to be at Cape Town Live Loud. 5FM has a massive. It's actually an all local lineup. So in a way, we are celebrating our heritage because it's a full day of local music and DJs. I suppose celebrating what it is to be South African with our music and having a party at the same time. If I was at home, it would be at the family with food.
Mm. Bon.
Yeah, bon.
Jason.
Oh, I'm going to be at, if seeing as you're advertising, I might as well also put in a plug.
I was like, okay, well.
Yeah. Well, you know, during the day, I'll probably spend with friends and family. My favorite thing is to braai. And there's something about that burning meat that just brings people together.
Mm.
And then in the afternoon,
and
I'm going to go to, there must be beer. Although at the moment I'm drinking brandy and tonic.
I went to
Botswana and I ordered a rum and coke and they brought me a brandy and tonic. And I was like, brandy first of all and then tonic second of all. And then I tasted it and it's changed my life. So you should try it. Also makes me feel more South African to drink a Brandewijn. You know, it makes me feel more South African.
And a bit posh because you're having it with tonic water.
Yes, yes, very posh. A posh Brandewijn. Yeah, that's exactly it. And then in the evening, I'll be at the Goliath Comedy Club, our comedy club out at Melrose Arch. We're at 10A the High Street, Melrose Arch.
Oh,
Thursdays
wow.
to Saturday nights, Africa's premium comedy club.
It really is.
Yeah.
You do such a great radio voice, I feel like.
Do I?
That's
and I'm
TV
not even
voice.
Feeling. I'm not even feeling. I got like this change of weather. It's like because it was warm, and then summer was like I'm here, and then winter was like not yet. And then now my sinuses are not happy. So thank you for saying so.
And Zukiswa?
I'll be in Cape Town. I'll be spending time with my family. Yes, things are happening in Cape Town, especially in Mama Africa. There's a club they used to call it Mama Africa. Traditional things are happening there.
What sort of traditional things? I want to know what
yeah.
traditional things.
One circumcision, three, no?
Oh. They're cooking African food, African beer, umqombothi.
Umqombothi.
And we have so many African food and so many African cultures and so many African languages. I almost feel like I should know all of them, but I don't.
A lot.
Do you think it's important that we know all of them and we know about all of them?
I'm embarrassed that I don't know. So, like, my business partner, Donovan Goliath, is from Mthatha in the Eastern Cape. So, he speaks Xhosa A. Like, I always tell him, like, because there's levels. It's just like English has, you know, slang derivatives. Mm-hmm. I feel like Xhosa people that have moved to Johannesburg for more than 10 years don't speak the Xhosa that their grandparents spoke.
That's
now,
true.
Donovan speaks what I like to call circumcision from the mountains. Xhosa, Xhosa, Xhosa. And in honesty, I'm just like when I see him speak Xhosa and when I see the different levels of engagement, because what I think we as especially English speaking South Africans are ignorant to is that these languages help us express. So like we were saying outside just before the show, like the best language to swear in is still Afrikaans. Like there's no better thing than saying fuck man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just expressive. But Xhosa's got this beautiful way of describing things. Like he always tells me that, you know, you can, he tells a story. I'll tell one of his stories. Like he tells the story of a guy that had a short leg at school, for example. And that's not funny, but he said what they used to call the guy is Mavelechone.
Mavelechone.
You see? So one word, Mavelechone, means now you see him, now you don't. Now you see him, now you don't. And it's those little descriptions that encourage me to want to learn to speak Xhosa, Venda, Sotho, one of the indigenous languages, just because they are so creative, so full. Like, you know, when you hear people speaking, it's just so hi, I'm how are you? I'm fine, thanks, and you is boring compared to all right chap, laway boy, chap. You know what I mean? It's just like it's I'm almost jealous that I almost feel like I'm watching SD and also people speak in HD. You know what I mean? You see far more detail, there's far more description.
So I think we should all take the time to learn new languages,
and just the
amazing parts maybe to start with, because that's an easy way to start.
Great. Yes. That's how I'm going to start from now on.
The last number, I'm fire, boy. I'm top. It makes me happy, those things. I don't know why.
Okay, guys, just since this is a youth show, you know, actually, we like to have our guests give a little message to the youth. So let's start with Nicole.
I'll go last.
Okay. A message for the youth on heritage, or
a message for the youth overall from you as a person and about heritage.
Okay. So I think one of the things that I've learned from being a youth, I'm youthful, but I'm not a youth anymore, is honestly the best way that you can live your life is just to be happy. And that's not by making other people happy. It really isn't, because we're here for a limited time. We're on borrowed time. I mean, look, Mandoza passed away. He's 38, guys.
Yeah.
38. So young. We're all on borrowed time. And if you are constantly living to make other people happy, whether it's teachers, parents, friends, whatever, you are actually not going to be happy. And at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. You will live your best life and you will help others to live their best lives and reach their purpose if you're doing what you love and you find your happiness. So that's, it doesn't matter what anyone says, just do you, boo.
You know that announcement they make, and this is so cliche, but you know that announcement they make on the airlines when they go, women traveling with children, please make sure your mask is on first.
Mm.
People think that that's a very selfish thing, but if you're a mother and you can't breathe, there's no way you can help your kids. And that happiness analogy for me is exactly the same thing.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
100%. Mm. People are so concerned about making other people happy that the happier you make yourself, in turn, the happier you'll be able to make everybody else. Well done, Nicole. Look at us. Motivational, inspirational.
Wow. The only thing that I can say is that stay strong, believe, have faith in your life, trust God, and make your dream come true. Focus.
Mm. Focus.
That's all. See, I like that. I wish that when I was, and I think a lot of people did try. And the problem with youth is when I was young, I thought I knew everything, you know. When I was 18, I felt that there was nothing anybody could teach me, really. I knew everything in the world. And now I'm 35, and I feel like I know absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've got so much to learn, and you realize how much there is in the world. So the one major thing that's kind of changed my life, and I wish I had kind of latched onto this concept earlier, is the fact that the first step to achieving anything is believing it's possible. So if you don't believe something is possible, it's exactly the same as not wanting that thing at all. So not wanting something and not believing in something have the same result. So step one, believe it's possible and you can do anything. And then, you know, I'll admit that there are levels to kind of unlocking how far you are able to believe. And I'll give an example of that in my industry. Never in our wildest dreams did we think that a South African comedian would be recognized internationally, number one. So when Trevor starts doing major international stuff, we all go, oh my goodness, it's possible. Yeah. And we start upping our game because now we know it's possible. Never in our wildest dreams did we believe that he'd host one of the biggest political satire shows on international television. And now what it does is, as a South African comedian, you kind of you know that the sky is the limit. So as long as and what Trevor did is he was the first South African to believe that those things were possible, and then look at him. So now we're seeing a lot of guys kind of following suit. So believe and do. That's let's make that a hashtag. Hashtag believe and do. I'm sure it exists.
Hashtag believe and do. Sasha, on our social media pages.
At YLP Cliff Central for Instagram and Twitter, and the Youth Leadership Platform for Facebook.
Okay, and Sasha's the one you're talking to on social media pages.
And Sasha has the most ridiculous hair. Like, I don't know. Sasha's
like mermaid hair for
like,
days.
For real. Like, she's doing a Pantene advert.
I'm hashtag believing and doing right now. Yeah. Watch. No, growing like as I'm sitting here.
A young curl at the bottom. Like, literally, she's about to do a speech at Miss South Africa. Yeah, I want to thank my mom. I want to thank God. I want to just thank everybody for this. It's amazing. Well done, South Africa.
And guys, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I want to ask, do we have a Mendoza song just to play? Please, because I think I was with Muzi, my fellow colleague this morning, and he tweeted that Mendoza brought Kwaito to white people.
These songs did more for transformation than we care to admit. The people's chat.
You know?
And people, it doesn't matter where you're from, when that song came on, everyone was getting down and dirty. Yeah. Everybody.
Love the song.
It's like my dad was like in our backyard, you know, and this little Indian oak.
Yeah.
Going down at Mendoza, and it was amazing. So it brings back a lot of memories, and it's truly something of our heritage. So thank you so much, guys, for joining us.
Thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was lovely.
Was lovely. Thank you for being lovely to us.
Thank you so much.
This is CliffCentral.com.